Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Hello, audience and new listeners. And this is a July 17th, 2016, on the 3-hour live program on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Call in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Before we get to the big meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the end of this month concerning medical clinical diagnosing, which I'm going to be presenting 7 poster presentations, I want to make sure that I get Jeff from Idaho. Thanks for your patience, Jeff. It's good to hear from you.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, the 2 million birth certificates for the long-term taxes are the 500,000 people at $1 trillion. And that's the pre-Clint Richardson book information. So we've still got to work on that thing. So I'm still out in the field with some good friends. And the July 6th email is the Phase 2B plan if Trump is nominated. And it's a corruption-only run in the GOP and the Democrats. The GOP do not want to support Trump, and we've already identified them, and we add them to the rat list, okay? So you need to study the last 5 emails I sent you, and I want to shout out to all the new people at the energy conference that I met. And for all the RBN listeners, there's an 80-year-old decoded Rife circuit from sidebandgenerator.com. SIDEBANDGENERATOR.com. Mentioned Jeff from Idaho in the show special price, and I wanted to go visit a Cure for Global Crises, and that's Cure for Global Crises at Weebly, WEEBLY.com, and that's Michael A. Waters' site. He has a wind turbine that's 112 to 343 times more efficient wind blade. I met Michael, and Dr. Parker, do you know Michael A. Waters? He's a nice gent from England.
Yes, I met him in Wales. At the,
Okay. Well,
at a cancer
I had a lovely time talking with him. And if you get a chance on the data I sent you, please study that stuff and then decode it. And page 37 of 109 from the porthole document from 5 years ago is a DC pump wave instead of optical pump wave that I was using at home.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That
I think it
helps
you. By the way, I have a comment to make about the last message because of time constraints, not because, I mean, real time constraints, you know, like dealing with stem cell research. You know?
Right.
Listen, I'm not going to say the name on air or anything because it's so important because they're interlopers who try to keep that information from going to the public, but we're going to do it between you being on the team. The thing is that I found that information to be quite interesting because, as I do all of your communications, for real. The thing is, the patent that I have for the pin light for this, for the stimulation of the stem cells, which the government has placed on special to be fast-tracked. I am going to make a real point of giving that author and yourself a mention in an amendment on the light that I've invented with the University of Melbourne. And because there's something very close in there that's quite valuable, particularly for the cell magnetism. And I just want to say that to you openly in the public domain.
I understand, and I want you to measure this stuff as fast as you can for me, if you could. I think you'll get lots of data from it.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling a little better, so I'm able to do it, see, the time frame.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that I think it's critical for you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. I know you're right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to tie up your show too much. I'm trying to catch up on 2 weeks of stuff, but I'm still out in the field with good friends, and I'll be home probably later, okay?
Okay, and thank you very much, Jeff.
No problem. Thanks, Dr. Parker. Have a good day.
You too. The the whole idea of medicine is just not in a capsule. There are some of the projects that I've been trying to look over on the Brain Project are some I might mention today. But about different areas of the brain are a little different than you think they are, and that was those are some of the projects I'm reviewing. The meeting of clinical medical diagnostic products and innovations are going to be in Philadelphia at the end of the month. Of course, I won't be able to be physically there. That's the problem. But what my posters are going to be about, these are presentations for the other. They're approximately in the clinical chemistry of biomarkers, of course, have been going on for some time, but the development of the new thinking on biomarker personalized medicine is part of my, you know, expertise and medical license. But the thing is that I'm going to have poster explanations in my as I see them for the convention. One is titled "The Hormone Standardization Program is Improving the Clinical Measurements of Testosterone and Estradiol." It's always a surprise to people to find out that you have both hormones in your body, male or female. Each one regulates a different form of interaction with plants. In other words, if you the plants are, everybody says, you know, the United Nations wants you to have more plants, and they're telling all the chefs to get new recipes. And every time I get questions on this type of thing, I always say, get yourself a good stack of beef ribs and get some good sauce, get some potatoes, have some good fresh corn and a couple shots of whiskey, and you will do yourself a huge favor to increase your life, increase your vagus nerve signals, and about 20% of all the bottles you've got on your shelf, throw them out. But, of course, there's a problem. You don't want them in the water either. So that's one of the other aspects of the endocrine disruptors that are in the ecosystem water which we drink. The other presentation will be developing electronic alerts to acute kidney injury in hospitalized patients. That'll be the other poster. And then a comment on new immunotherapies. I'm presenting a concept of is this actually a biomarker for cancer, which I do strongly believe. Next poster that I'm putting out is this will go to the European audience at that conference. There'll be cardiac trophin, rule out the strategies for chronic disease. And then, of course, my forte, which I started on the terms of obesity and water. This is the cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease and obesity. And I'm presenting three different diagnostic paradigms that is to be considered. My other poster will be on prenatal maternal double marker screening. And this is a project that's coming out of China and France on baby's footprints in the mother's womb. See, I started where I was coming from years ago was the fact that when I wrote. See, the body chemistry, some of that chemistry is new for biochemistry, will be in my book. But the thing is that, which, by the way, Oxford Press has already a request of approximately 20,000 books that I have not yet written, 20,000 copies of this subject. Because when physicians hear about it, they run to it and sell it as if it's a Kmart. So, but in the development of embryological development of the human, we're born as a tube, and those cells are lined up in such a way where they follow the Mars-Ozic Vedic pressure points and acupuncture points, which the Orientals knew and documented 4,000 years before Christ. So I felt that since all of the nerves are the basis of development are in the feet at the end of that tube, I have had an idea of the prenatal marker screening in the embryological state of the footprints that are already in the mother's womb. And there are a lot of people who are very excited that I may have come up with something that is quite extraordinary. I wasn't planning to be extraordinary. I was just planning to work that emerging biomarker. A very small poster presentation will be that I'm giving, be up on the boards, is the emerging biomarkers of liver injury and disease. And then a base comment from some Russian research that I'm giving a lot of credence to the Russians' work on the impact of the HbA1c, which is a hemoglobin measurement concept based into the glucose matrix. And you ask yourself, well, why would the Russians be interested in that since there are not many black people in their domain of millions of people? When years ago, when I was in Tibet, when China was favorable on a mission, I discovered it wasn't the question of the Mongolians living longer. It was a question of them living longer. In other words, there was another generation of developmental oxygen tension based upon the pancreatic scene that the idea was to measure their uptake of a new insulin development test based on the fact that they had lived longer. But instead, by accident, the Mongolian bloodstream has a different, what's called a genetic mutation filler. And it's that filler that I think holds the key to the development of saving a lot of hemoglobin and heart developments in blacks and things. In other words, the gene for sickle cell anemia being in that black lineage is part of the carryover. Of course, that was based on survival. In other words, the dark skin developed because the living in around the Ecuadorian part of the earth, and all the chemistry for that has been verified. Now the kicker. By accident, which is the way most science works anyway, is that the when I started on the contamination process of the water and the human body, the idea is that if it hadn't been for the, when I interviewed Professor Emoto, my second time on air on RBN, I did part of that in Japanese, and I deciphered out a lot of things, because he didn't speak English too well. That was not his native language, of course. And the idea of water having memory was very intriguing to me. And when he was mentioning this, and of course I've got a lot of, he died in the past year, and his family has given me his personal notes to carry on his work. So I'm presenting in his name a suggestion that goes beyond memory of water. And that is something I didn't want to put in the public domain, but I felt it was important to do. Because when my patents come up and a thing, I can always declare it under the one-year time frame. So I under patent law, so that it would not be considered prior art, and would be given Emoto's recognition, and at the same time, the quirk of that compound within the water, which is yet to be, is good, but I now know what it is, and so it's worth a lot, and it'll save a lot of lives. The people that are around me, they say, "Doc, you're going to make a lot of money." I said, "No, a lot of money I make on that, it goes into a trust." And it'll go toward a clinic for testing for people. And that's the way I'm going to do it. And I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people by doing it that way, because they say, "Well, we want the money, you know." And I've been saying for the past 3 weeks the phrase, "screw you," almost 20 times, which is not my... I used to be my old way, but now that I'm a metaphysical person who's kind, and one of the things which I am. But you know, when you're trained, my Uncle Sam, you're trained to defend. And you can defend the process of the ideas. And so this brings you back to before, at the end of the first hour, I was talking about the government having the new FLSA laws on employees and the ideas. So I see you want to you've got a deficit in the country's given. Small business is going in the tank and has been for almost 3 years. Business going out of it. There's somebody you can go in across the states, and you can go into. I've got friends that are trustworthy. They're saying you can go to where there used to be malls. There's nobody there. Trucks can't haul their cargo. Because of the stupid diesel laws, and of course you can't get the product because China's changed their way of doing business. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and it's showtime, and thank you for being here.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A quick comment, partially legal, partially policy, partially personal opinion. The idea of the Hillary Clinton tapes and the FBI and the Attorney General and all of that goes with that. In my opinion, I'm only pulling out of my government experience to know things and how things work. First of all, I think the Attorney General meeting with Bill Clinton, former president, had some connections out. I mean, the way it was done, they met in a neutral plane, so they wouldn't be talking to each other's office in their office. That's a legal position. There are people who are suggesting that the Attorney General should quit. Excuse me. I'm surprised if we were living in different times. The president is the only one who has actually the power. The Article 2 of the Constitution says, if I remember correctly, that the executive authority of which criminal prosecution is actually a key component is in Article 2 of the Constitution, and he's the one the Constitution charges to be faithfully executed through law. And, in fact, he could stop any future federal prosecutions if he wanted to. It's not the Attorney General from that standpoint. I'm surprised he hasn't fired her. But if we were living in different times, you know, that would be the possibility infirm. And, of course, the Independent Counsel Act, if I remember right, the Supreme Court has even forgotten. They probably know that, of course they know, where they were investigating the Iran-Contra and the Ken Starr investigation of Bill Clinton, if you remember. And that was where we got that Monica Lewinsky situation. There's a failed separation of powers was in that tape. The thing is, people forget that Hillary Clinton was responsible for the Nixon tape case, which had requiring President Nixon to turn over his Oval Office tape section in about 18 minutes, I think, something of that sort, if I remember right. And the Supreme Court said a lot of things which I equate to Obamacare, how they place taxes within the health care. In other words, you could have a socialist system under the guise of inequality system. In other words, people don't have enough money, so the little cupcakes need some more money. But the Supreme Court with Richard Nixon and the lower-level executive people were mushed into a new legal principle. So the idea Hillary Clinton being spared criminal prosecution, even though she was operating above the law, which was claimed by the FBI and other people who were in the legal system. In other words, there are lawyers who would say they would take the case immediately. And you don't even need the FBI files, by the way. The House has a subpoena and investigative powers to have impeachment authority. They could also impeach, if I thought it out further, they could impeach the Comey, who was a very obviously upright person, and the Attorney General and the President himself. See, but what I think is in the winds, based upon that, which is the reason the Republican convention is a Republican convention, but it has other meanings. So our country's at stake because you either have the democratic system, but what happens if Hillary Clinton gets pardoned by President Obama before he leaves office? You think about that. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways. And very quickly, I'm going to go through some of the outside issues that affect the Republican and Democratic conventions and also other forms of thinking. I'm very high on the idea that the way the public has voted is very important, because for whom they want to have as representing them, no matter which person comes out, because in the back rooms, the best I can tell from the contacts is that terrorism will be with us for many years, no matter what they're telling you. I'm fully, there's some things that I'm aware of that I can't talk about right now, but I will say that it's very important that you understand that I think the day is over, you know, about being careful about what you say. You know, it's like the Attorney General feels that prosecuting climate change deniers is something that should be thought about in the mix of law. if you were in a corporation and you came up with something like that, or say, well, our corporate profits of this on front of the quarter, but our research and development budget does not go out as far as a year or a year and a half, which is the way Americans think. If you were in a Chinese boardroom, they would say, we want our research and development budget to go out to a 50-year projected spreadsheet, because they think 50 years ahead of time. For instance, you take the decision of what is made for a product or how you live on the planet. It's based upon the idea of how you relate to your environment. And if you can survive the environment, no matter how you come out, you still need water. So that's why the Israelis have made water as their export product and technology. That's why China is building dams. That's why China is still using United States water through the Panama Canal. And that's why the Chinese firms are buying healthcare firms. They're buying pharmacology firms. They're buying biotechnology firms, and placing them within the matrix of merger and acquisitions. And overriding that, there is a sense of protection. You take a person like myself. Uncle Sam considers me, that's their word, a treasure. I'm protected highly, not because I'm who I am, the things, but it's what I know in intellectual property and what I know about the water now, what I'm saying about the water, what I'm taking about the water and its medical prerogatives, the new protocols, the paradigms which are being developed, which take in such things as cosmic water, development of heat and extraction exchange with carbon on a different level from another planet, the basis of mining. Uncle Sam's interested in my water theories and in medicine, not to save lives from that standpoint, but to save lives of the people who go to the moon and other planets to mine gold. In other words, all these projects are involved in the matrix. So when you look at something and you say that terrorism will be part of our motif of life, they're correct. But they're correct for other reasons. And if I had one thing to say about the whole idea, is that we need to have a reality, in my opinion, in this country, is that you can do all of this, but you still have to have water. You have to have the water in your brain cells, the neurodendrite systems, and the new brain models that are being discovered. You have to have another way to be able to discover how your probiotica is working within your intestine to give your brain signal. You need to know if you wish to live longer. Now, this brings us to, I have to say this, in terms of, Charlie Daniels, I've interviewed him three times. He's been on this program twice. I am collecting all these little interviews with, but Charlie Daniels has a line, which is priceless, And he has this, we have guns. So he says it, you can't duplicate anything. But he has the ad for the Rifle Association, and of course he comes and he says, you haven't seen America. And, you don't know what America is. That's what he's telling the people that are in the Congress and we're in the process of it. And when I'm looking at the vice presidential choice that Donald Trump has made, and Donald Trump says, well, I don't want a pit bull. I want somebody to work with Congress, which is true. He does. He has to have somebody work with Congress. but I'm of a different persuasion. I want a pit bull who carries guns. I want a person who will call it the way it is. Imagine a Congress saying, well, we don't know if you want to be president or not because you're going to screw up our deal. If I were in the Trump camp and in the terms, I'd say, screw you. The thing comes down to the fact our country is so rotten and so corrupt in terms of the budgeting, the way it's placed, how the people under the table and the union people come in and they do the thing. I'm for a guy making a buck. But I'm also, this is why I wanted the grand jury of science and technology. That's what I'm still on. That's what I'm proposing. And I still stand with it from the first day I came on RBN. Those people don't have any way to discover the science and technology decisions. Look at the massive mistakes that are being made in terms of things. You take the coal miners saying, oh, we want the climate change. The attorney general wants to sue us for climate change deniers. Well, nobody's denying their climate change. I'll tell you what's going on is that, do you know what the products are in the made from coal? They go in from antibiotic processes, development polymers for over 60,000 materials on this earth that you use every day. And also the new biomarker system. How do you think the reason you have to have an old biomarker? Because you have to know if it's for specific development in a cancer cell so that you can eliminate chemotherapy. That's the point. And you can, where do you get those? Moieties? You give them like the Australian Aborigines predicted 2,000 years before Christ. You get it from the ground of the energy. Those are the ones that discovered the elements because someone took according to their mythology, and the ones in New Guinea, and the ones in New Zealand, and Maoris, they have a tattooed on their bodies. The fact of who told them from outer space and the people that came here what these products were. That's their belief. Look at the war against Christianity. Yeah, you've got to attract them. The hell with Christianity. That's the way that's being looked at, see? So the idea is that when you look at the Turkish riots, they're trying to overthrow the government and the whole building that happened in the past 2 days, what does Obama do? He supports a guy that is basing in, trending into the Islamic thinking, which is nothing wrong with Islamic thinking if they were really to think about it as a religion. But the Quran, having caliphates and have a belief in the part of belief system, the it violates another fact. If you know, when I had my first group of people on RBN that listened to the show, because I had never done a program in my life, and I was reading things, and I kept getting these calls from people that were truck drivers, and of course they were on the road and the thing, and I know about truck drivers because those are educated, high mode, 90% of those people, and probably I'll go to the 100%. They got common sense too. See. But most of those guys, they went in the truck business. They had college degrees. They couldn't get a job. So they went into trucking. They got their own business. Thing. They were on the road. I would say 70% of my audience for the first 3 years that I was on RBN 10 years ago were truckers. And they were sharp because they listened to the radio all day and all night and everything. There were people at truck stops that listened to Parker Pathways, and they still are. This is the thing. And by the way, you guys, eat a donut for me, will you? God, I can't stand this world. You're going to go in and you're not going to have donuts and you're not going to have coffee. You're not going to have a shot of whiskey once in a while. You're not going to do a line dance. I'll be so glad when I'm able to do that again. And the thing is that the whole thing comes down to the fact that we've lost our spirit out of those truckers. And the first 3 years that I was on, and so many of them are still doing the thing, were the sharpest. And I'm going to tell you, and of course my motorcycle friends they're going to have a biker stock, like Woodstock, where they're going to have the bikers for Trump coming in tomorrow. They're coming in tonight, I think, into Cleveland. But of course, I'll never get on my bike again. Kind of thing, I have to be more careful. Uncle Sam doesn't want anything to happen to me, you know? Yeah. And, you know, that type of thing. But the thing is that we live in a different world, you see. And you said, like, you take the banks around the world. They expect that they're going to break even. That's about it for many years after the British formalized their leaving the European Union. Italy's bankrupt, for God's sakes. You know, they're still negotiating. Greeks can't even manufacture the money in their garage. And that's a fact. They don't have garages there. But, I mean, they have alcoves. And you have India, which is investing in the water in Tanzania and also developing their own army for protecting food in Tanzania. And then they're making deals with China for the buying of the of parts of Africa for natural gas. And they're doing what China's been doing. They buy parts of Africa so they can have food. They bring in their own people. They have their farms there. And so, and then you have the Supreme Court in California that's ruled that you have to have a good reason before you can carry a concealed weapon. So I see you're going to walk around in a turn of thing. You're going to have thugs, violent people who are committing crimes, may threaten your family, may threaten you, and you've got to tell a good reason beforehand as to why you're carrying a concealed weapon. In other words, you don't have the open carry, you know, that type of thing. So, and then, of course, you have Venezuela that ended the power rationing as the little more water is showing up, you know, that type of thing, to help them. And but people don't understand that in those parts of the world, this is what I'm telling people, if you want socialism like Hillary wants it, and, you know, what's that woman that put herself as a fake Indian, that's her partner, got a name slips in my mind, saying they're two weak men that are up running for Republicans, you know, and I think, hey, lady, you haven't met a real man in terms of the thing until you meet the men that are coming up tomorrow in the Republican convention. You can't go and, you know, don't give me that stuff. You got to think of the thing, I know about Hillary, baby. So you just keep your mouth shut, in my opinion. You know the OPEC owns the hydraulic dams and generators around the world? Did you know that? Yeah. So if you want to make a deal, sweetheart, what you do is learn your facts from the other way and bring it on, you know? If I hope what happens, I hope what happens. There are three things I hope what happens. I hope Trump keeps his balls to be able to go after those people, and I hope I'm not listening to a vice president who is another establishment dude that because he gets along and everybody's been in the house for 12 years and everything, I hope that he has a little bit of that talk show host mantra in him, because he was a talk show host for a while, and I understand. And he was a pretty good one, too. And I didn't know that. And so the reason I'm bringing on tying all this together is not to have idle prattle. This is not an academic exercise. It's talking, what I'm trying to put forth to you is the idea of the idea of a change. There needs to be a change in thinking in terms of the mind-spirituality-body triangle, because in this country, we need to get a different spirit. People help each other because they're human and they have love in them. But what we have is too much of the loss in the terms of the hate, which is the process of it. It's like the H.R. Bill 1205, which has been placed on the table. to end the membership in the United Nations. And of course, if you have the system where you're from China, and you're warning the United Nations to set a rule on the South China Sea dispute, and the President of the United States says nothing, and so China says, well, you know, they have a suit against them by the Philippines, to participate in the China Sea, and the China's National People Congress says we own the Pacific Ocean. That was declared not more than an hour before I went on air. So if you got to have guts. You got to have guts. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus, Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is part of Pathways. You know, with the concept of the fact that the theories that people are trying to promote, that the unconscious mind is really doing the talking, which is where the reverse speech idea came in, during this thing, you know, and people think they're going to read their minds and figure that out and what they really mean. Let me give you this concept. There's a town in Texas which is called, this is a second Texas story for the day, you know, the other one about bribing the United States government to grow Spanish pigs in Texas, but American farmers get their pigs killed. Yeah, you weigh that sucker up for your brain and your unconscious and see what you come up with. Comfort, Texas. You have what you call an area which is a ranch that's being developed. This is called Timeship. This is going to be a building of the world's largest structure to cryopreservation of humans. And it'll be home to thousands of people that are frozen in time. And they hope that, you know, the technology will advance them back to life. And cryogenics, you know, and that thinking had been around for a long time. But the Timeship project is a conceptual model of what's called a temperature control vessel, which, by the way, is one from the physics which was formed from the extraterrestrial projects, which now has been totally perfected on the cryopreservation. And, of course, there's a lot to be said about the control of the temperature of the person, and you want to keep the body at 140 degrees centigrade to reduce damage. You have an outer chamber and inner chamber. You have a liquid nitrogen, but you have rods that are specially made. And you have the idea that organ shortages, you know, Apple Computer wants to get in on this because they want to make it easier for organ transplants. But, of course, they're tied in with the package of the United Nations projects for organ shortage for the cryogenics system. And on the Project Timeship, you have all types of ways. You can have your head frozen, or you can have a... But there are acoustical devices that will be placed in these cylinders, and they'll monitor the brains of the neurons which were lowered into that liquid nitrogen. They're listening to the vibration of thought in heads that have been cooled to minus 196 degrees centigrade. And these acoustical anomalies will be studied and saved so that they can be part of developing of what's called microfracturing of tissues later. Now, the issue here comes in to the death panel. And the idea is that are the people really dead? In other words, that's a real question. And of course, they're saying that their deanimator, their deamator, is instead of dead. This is a subject that is absolutely the top of the pyramid in terms of your survival within that Lloyd's of London terrorism insurance, which I mentioned in the first hour. We'll see you on the next hour of Parker Pathways, the third live hour of Parker Pathways on RBN. And the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.